Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 697, where I read very simply the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim, therefore, of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, along with prayer and faith and the understanding of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would be revived again, and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come, and saved from the eternal burning hell to come to those who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they would believe in Jesus Christ based upon his word found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And dear friend, if you have not yet believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to be saved from the eternal burning hell to come, understanding that you are a sinner like the rest of us, for the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sin, you understand that there is punishment. You already understand and you already know that a judgment is coming about the evil that we've done in this world. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's a judgment already. Death is a punishment because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. And one day, your body too will be in a dark, cold grave. Your soul will be in hell because you never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You rejected him, or you waited too long to receive him. Let me remind you that the Bible says today is the day of salvation. And the Bible makes it clear that tomorrow is not promised any one of us. We think we're going to be here tomorrow, but that may not be the case. So, dear friend, if you have never taken care of the most important thing in life, and that is your eternal life insurance policy, already paid in full and signed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, do so today. For God so loved the world If you're in this world, God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself, that whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. Whether you're a Republican, a donkey, a Democrat, an elephant, an independent, whether you're black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whosoever includes you. And for God so loved the world, if you're in this world, that includes you too. God loves you. Whether you are a whoremonger, a whore, a homosexual, a murderer, a thief, God loves you, and the whosoever includes you. Whosoever believeth in him. Believeth means to have faith in, to have trust in. Believeth in him, Jesus Christ is speaking, and he is referring to himself. Whosoever believeth in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. You will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. My dear friends, these are the most loving, sweetest, most wonderful words ever spoken on earth. And this is the greatest deal in the history of the world. Take it. It is a free gift. Right now, believe in your heart in Jesus Christ and pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please follow me in prayer if you want to be saved from hell today and from the power and the destruction of your sin. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I've sinned against you. For indeed, I have broken at least some of your Ten Commandments. And according to your word, if I just break one law, I break them all. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, be it lying, stealing, dishonoring and disrespecting my parents, coveting and lusting after people and things, dishonoring you by taking your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy upon my soul and my spirit, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrificial Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world, I do believe in him. I believe that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in your heart in Jesus Christ, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you were sincere, may I say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life. Now please go to gospellightsociety.com, wherever you are in the world and read my book free of charge, What to Do After You Have Entered Through the Door. It will help you to grow in the faith. Please let us know by sending an email to dw3@gospellightsociety.com. God bless you, and may God bless your life. Let's stay in touch, and we have more information and materials that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. Let's sit down. Slide in the back, it's sliding down. So with that, let's resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. In this podcast, and with this podcast, the scripture and the sense. Today, beloved, we are reading Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 17. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble. We know that you're strong and mighty. Please grant us your grace, your strength, your energy, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and understand it and apply it to our lives and to share it with others so that they can apply it to their lives in a discipleship fashion. And Lord, help me to proclaim and preach your holy gospel that others may understand it and be saved. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Verse 17, for the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts which made them afraid, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Dear friends, that was Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 17. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The reason for Babylon's abject shame was her violence done to Lebanon. Lebanon, a nation north of Israel, was known for its abundance of cedar trees and wild animals. It had suffered the ruthless removal of timber for Babylonian buildings and the destructive slaughter of beasts that lived in the forests. The violence done to the forests would weigh on Babylon and its senseless hunting and killing of the fauna would terrify it. The worst charge, however, was that of human bloodshed already leveled against the Babylonians twice. They had not only wrecked the forests and ravaged the hillsides, but had also ruined lands and cities, and everyone in them. The indignities on God's creation and his creatures would bring Babylon from apparent world glory to everlasting shame. God's great judgment would overwhelm her. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together centered around your holy word. Lord, help us to read your holy word, and Lord, revive those of us who are saved and save those who are lost. Have your Holy Spirit to not give people rest until they respond to your holy word in the way that you want them to, and not in stiff-neckedness and rebellion. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved." Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation.
Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. And help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.